Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of August 22nd. Thanks, Steve Suman, for putting this report together for us. Well, it looks like another great late summer week. Just a little rain chance and highs in the upper 70s and lows in the 50s. So let's get out and take advantage of it. The 30th Annual Excellent Trout Festival is coming up September 2nd through the 4th. Hosted by Excellent Rod and Gun Club, the event includes sports tournaments, music, a medallion hunt, fishing contest, parade, pancake breakfast, rummage sales, craft sales, youth games, queen coronation, giveaways, and more. Visit the Excellent Trout Fest page on Facebook for more information. Hayward Bass Club is hosting a benefit bass tournament Sunday, August 28th. From 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., based at Black Iron Bar and Grill on Upper Twin Lake. There's a 30-team or boat limit. Payout is to the top 8 teams. The entry fee is $110 per two-angler team or boat, with 20% of proceeds going to fund the Hayward High School bass team. For more information, email Wayne Balsevich at haywardbassclub@gmail.com. Or you can text Wayne at 405-227-1789. The DNR is hosting a virtual public meeting Tuesday night, August 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m. to discuss a Sand Lake fish management plan. The DNR encourages people who are interested in Sand Lake fish management or who are just curious about how these plans work to join this meeting by doing a quick registration anytime before the meeting. You can visit the DNR's, it's a long address. Grab a pencil, I'll give it to you. dnr.wisconsin.gov/calendar/meeting/60416. For more information, you can contact Max Walter, or if you didn't get that address down, just call Max at 715-634-7429. Let's get to the fishing report. Fishing looks good overall for most species, some better than others, depending on where you're fishing. A reminder to anglers fishing in the North District to know the bag limits for the fish species that they seek. There were changes for 2022, so be sure to review the changes. Okay, musky fishing's good. It's consistent around weeds, wood, rock, points, and humps in depths to 18 feet. Small to medium bucktail spinners, spinnerbaits, jerkbaits, and topwaters are doing the job throughout the day. Walleye fishing is fair to good. Look for fish on deep weeds, weed edges, basins, brush, and flats during the day. Target shallower structure in early morning and evening hours. Favorite presentations include crawlers and fatheads on jigs, harnesses, and slip bobbers, as well as trolling crankbaits and spinner rigs. Northern pike action is fair to good and improving. Look for smaller fish and plenty of action along shallow weeds, weed lines, humps, and points. Live bait and small to medium-sized spinners, spinner baits, spoons, stick baits, and bucktails are all working. Go deeper with bigger baits for trophy pike. Largemouth bass anglers are catching good numbers of fish in mid-depth to shallow slop, lily pads, weeds, wood, and other structure, especially near panfish and baitfish areas. Bait choices include live bait, plastics in various riggings, spinners, spinner baits, crank baits, buzz baits, and assorted topwaters. Smallmouth bass fishing is good for anglers fishing deep weeds, weed lines, wood, rock points, bars, cribs, and hard bottom transition areas. Your best presentations include Texas rigs, drop shot rigs, and crank baits, as well as plastics and live bait fished on jigs or under slip bobbers. Crappie fishing is good to very good on mid-depth to deep weeds, weed lines, wood, basins, brush, and cribs. with some fish suspending over deep water. Crappie, minnows, waxies, plastics, mini mites, tattletales, and gulp baits on jigs and plain hooks, with or without a bobber, will entice crappies. Bluegill fishing's good to very good in a variety of locations. Look for bluegills near shallow to mid-depth weeds and weed lines, lily pads, docks, brush, and other structure. For bigger fish, work deep weeds and structure. Best baits include waxies, worms, leaf worms, crawler pieces, minnows, plastics, and gulp baits under bobbers. Perch fishing is steady for anglers fishing in and near shallow to mid-depth weeds, docks, bays, and along shorelines. Waxies, worms, minnows, and crawler pieces on jigs and or fished under bobbers are all working on perch. Some upcoming events for you. Well, bonus antlerless deer tags are now on sale. They went on sale starting August 15th. Got some seasons opening on September 1st. Early teal, early goose, and morning dove. September 1st is also the application deadline for Hunters with Disabilities Gun Deer Hunt. September 3rd, the hook and line lake sturgeon season opens. Labor Day is coming up on September 5th, then bear season opens on September 7th. The 23rd annual Lake Chippewa Flowage Muskie Hunt is going on from September 8th through the 10th. If you want to find out more, call 715-462-3874. On September 9th, early teal season closes, and on September 15th, early goose season closes. On September 16th, the regular goose season opens, and on September 17th, these hunting seasons will open. Deer, archery and crossbow, ruffed grouse zone A, turkey, crow, cottontail in the northern zone, and squirrel. Those all open on September 17th. September 17th is also the date of the 39th annual Shawamigan Mountain Bike Festival. If you'd like to find out more about that, call 612-518-8234. And September 17th and 18th is the Youth Waterfowl Hunt. On September 24th, hunting season opens for woodcock and northern zone duck. September 24th is also the date of the Hayward Fall Festival. To find out more, call 715-634-8662. That is the Chamber of Commerce helpline. If you'd like to call Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau, call 715-634-4801. And if you want to know anything more about what's going on in our area, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and take a look at the calendar of events. Okay, great week. I hope that you have a good time in the great outdoors.